Sport.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio Cornwall's local football review on Saturday the 10th of December. I'm Ross Ellis. We start with the classified scores. FA Trophy, first round proper. Truro City 2, Ebbsfleet United 5. Cornwall Senior Cup, second round. Edgecombe 0, Falmouth Town 10. Porthleven 9, St Agnes 3. St Teth 1, St Dennis 3. Weybridge Town 2, Penryn Athletic 2. Match abandoned due to floodlight failure. Peninsula Premier League. Bodmin 1, Penzance 0. Columpton 1, Camelford 3. Ivybridge versus Buckland Athletic, match postponed. Launceston 2, Witheridge 1. Liscard 1, Bovey Tracy 2. Plymouth Parkway 4, St Blasey 0. Royal Marines 1, St Austell 4. Saltash 2, Dartmouth 2. Tavistock 4, Torpoint 1. Peninsula West Division. Callington 1, Holsworthy 0. Godolphin 2, Mousel 1. Foxhall Stars 1, Dobwalls 0. Hale 0, Halston 4. Newquay 1, Vospers Oak Villa 3, Perranporth 0, Plimstock 2. So Truro City's FA Trophy run has come to an end.
Can he finish it off here? It's a fifth for Ebbsfleet. They scythe through the Truro rearguard from halfway. That should be a hat-trick for Liam Invermarum.
The White Tigers lost 5-2 at home to Conference South side Ebbsfleet United. Truro boss Lee Hodges says his side started slowly.
Yeah, that's what disappointed me most about the game, that we showed them too much respect, you know, first half, and we never really competed. It was a case of us going out there and just watching them play. Instead of getting in their faces, causing them problems, you know, we just let them dictate the game. And I think if you was here today, if you'd have seen the second half, the way the boys had a go, you know, we weren't too far away. We possibly had one or two chances to get back into the game, even though... We can't keep losing 2 and 3 goals to win games. It's impossible to do that, and it's the same old, same old.
There was a big win for Falmouth Town in the Cornwall Senior Cup. Alan Carey's men beat Edgecombe 10-0 away from home.
I was particularly pleased because the first half performance was good. We was sort of four up at half time, but we continued that into the second half. And sometimes it's very easy when you are winning. Comfortably to take your sort of foot off the pedal, if you see what I mean. But we stuck to it right up to the last minute, and I was very, very pleased. Some very encouraging performances from some of the lads I bought. I've rested a few today and brought in some of the boys that have been on the bench, and they've come through and really, really showed up well. So I was very pleased all round, really.
Launceston remain on top of the Peninsula Premier League following a 2-1 win over Witheridge. The Claretts manager Lee Cooper says it was a good, solid victory.
We asked the lads, we had a break because we didn't play last week, and, you know, off the back of our last performance, which was 3-0 up at Buckland, a 3-0 reverse, you know, we asked the lads to bounce back today, and they certainly did that, and I was delighted with the performance over the 90 minutes. I think we were, you know, the better side. Other than the last 15 minutes, we were 2-0 up and presented them with a goal, you know, which gave them a bit of a lift. Their tails were up a bit, and, you know, we had to weather a little bit of a storm in the last 10-15 minutes.
Bodmin Town maintained the pressure on Launceston with a hard-fought 1-0 win over Penzance. This was the reaction of the Bodmin boss, Darren Gilbert.
So I can't see why they should be in the bottom five, to be honest. They've got some cracking players, and then they played some good football today. I think Gary said to me before the game they're struggling for a couple of strikers, like, you know, and that just lacked their finishing product today, really. We had one cleared off the line from them. So they did all right. And we didn't, obviously, like I say, we missed the penalty, which was disappointing, because if we'd gone 2-0 up, I think maybe we'd have gone on and maybe won 2 or 3-0, but we didn't.
In the Peninsula West Division, Newquay lost their first league match of the season, going down 3-1 at home to second place Vospers Oak Villa. The Newquay manager is Glyn Hooper.
Yeah, obviously very disappointing to lose our unbeaten run, but ultimately we've lost a game of football, nothing more. No one was going to hand us the league championship today, and we're not out of the race to still be in that frame. Just disappointed with our own performance, but we've just put it down to, you know, we've had a bad day at the office and we've got to take it on the chin.